I am a writer and an all-round artsy and creative person. Growing up wanting to be a writer, my mum told me that you don't get a job as a writer just like that. Smugly, my first graduate job was as a writer. But whilst it was lovely to prove mum wrong, it only lasted 6 months before the company ran out of money and I took an administrative job. I have friends who are pursuing jobs in the arts. Job opportunities and that big break require years of hard work, temp jobs, networking, and compromise. It is not a path for the faint of heart. It is a path of passion. Our new Education Secretary, Nikki Morgan, has recently been encouraging teenagers to take more science, technology, engineering, and maths-related subjects because, she argues, these are the subjects that keep career options open. I agree that should a teenager wish to pursue them, nothing should stop them. They should be encouraged, but not to the debasement of the arts. If you feel called to a particular subject area, then you must follow that passion. A billboard in Twickenham read, "Expand Heathrow and the benefits will extend all over Britain." Thanks to a graffiti artist, it now reads, "Expand the arts and the benefits will extend all over Britain." Nikki has got it wrong. Encourage students to do STEM subjects, absolutely. But don't discourage the arts. The church is also guilty of causing hurt to artists. The Christian writer Rob Lacey was passionate about the link between creativity and spirituality, and his work inspired me as a young writer and Christian. Throughout the church there are frustrated artists, painters, musicians, writers, performers. But their gifts are not welcomed in the same way as the gifts of others. This was something that Rob Lacey noticed about the church, that the artists of the faith are left waiting in the wings. We must recognise that to be artistic is a holy gift. It is a part of our identity. To neglect it is shameful, perhaps even sinful. When Nikki Morgan discourages our students from pursuing the arts, she is asking the artful to deny the parts of themselves that make them so blessed. We need a cultural change in this country and in the church. The arts have a vital role in society, and if we invest in them, then the benefits really will extend all over the country.